Shalom and greetings. I am coming to you as we continue to understand the scriptures in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is a book that many people don't study. People don't study the book of Revelation because they say this book divides people. This book have got images that the reader does not understand. And this book seems to be obscure. But the will of God is that this book should be understood. This book should be read. In fact, the meaning or the title of the book is Revelation, meaning that the cover is removed. It is uncovered. It is already exposed. And God promises that there is a blessing. In fact, this is the only book, and I know it's, it speaks of all the others, but from this book, which speaks for all the other scriptures, is that when we read this book aloud, we have a blessing. When we listen, we have a blessing. When we do what this book says, we have a blessing. We already covered chapter 8. And chapter 8 talks about the seven or the second set of judgments. We completed the first set of judgment, which were called the seals judgment. And on the seventh seal judgment, we introduced the second set of judgments called trumpets. Now, the trumpets are seven, meaning that they are complete. The first four judgments we discovered is that they were targeting the natural domains or areas where Adam had been given by God in Genesis chapter 1, and he destroyed. He was not able to take dominion. He was able to destroy, and he allowed programs on the earth, on those domains that God had not called for. God is coming to cleanse this, and he used the first four trumpets. That is, we discovered that he does the sea, he does the rod, he does the rivers, and he does the air. But now the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh trumpets are not physical, but it talks about the demonic activities in the last days. The demonic activities in the last days. And that's why, as we keep on understanding these, is that when the seven, the first four trumpet judgment were adding, we discovered that an eagle crying aloud as it flew through the air, terror, terror, terror to all who belong to this world because of what will happen when the last three angels blow their trumpets. So they talked about the name terror three times. We have already said that when a word is repeated, when the word is said one time, the one who speaks wants that, whatever that is, the instruction to be followed. Now, when the communicator uses the word, that word twice, there is an emphasis. But when he uses or she uses three times, repeating this word three times, there is very great emphasis. I think in the Bible, we have got only two words, if I can remember, that have been repeated three words. One of it is terror, terror, terror. That is wow, wow, wow. All judgment, judgment, judgment. The second word that is repeated three times is holy, holy, holy. Speaking of the nature and the attributes of God. Now let's quickly look at what the fifth trumpet brings on earth. This is very strange. So this, let's see the kind of terror that will be introduced by this fifth angel that is blowing what we call the fifth trumpet. And this is the first demonic terror, because we discover there are three terrors. Now, let's see that. Let me just remind us, the trumpets in Israel were used to call people to worship. Trumpets in Israel were also used to call people to war. And number three, to travel. Remember Jericho City and the time of Joel. The first four trumpets, as you said, they were natural. Evil during tribulation time. That's chapter 8. The last three trumpets, as we have just said, they were causing demonic, severe demonic activities on earth. That's chapter 9 and 10. In this series, or in this session, Revelation 9, 1 to 12, we focus on understanding the first terror released in the last day, which looked like locust. Remember the book of Joel, when the Bible says that there were four sets of locusts. The one major locust, another one called swarm locust, and there are four. And they came eating and causing judgment in the time of Joel. And each one of them, God says, I'm going to repay. So God used this image of this demon. He used the imagery of a locust because of the destructive power they have. These locusts are demons, and they are chained in the bottomless pit. In the last day, of Noah, in the days of Noah, and in 2 Peter 2:4, and the book of Jude, we are told about demons that did not keep their positions, and they were thrown to this bottomless pit. It's called Hades. It's called Hades, or bottomless pit. And they were put here because they were very wicked. God considered them to be very wicked. And so they were hidden, or they were put in this bottomless pit, or Hades, which is what we call is a prison for demons. But these shall be released in the last days, so that they can be used to torment people who refuse to come to Jesus Christ, or who have not given their life to Jesus, or who do not have the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every time we give our life to Christ, the Lord puts a mark of ownership in us. When people refuse to put the mark of ownership for Jesus, they would definitely not refuse to have the mark of the beast, which you'll be dealing in chapter 13. But the moment we confess Christ, Jesus put his mark of ownership in this one. So let's read and understand a few things about the demonic activities in the last days and the terror that they're going to cause. In chapter 9, they say, then the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen to earth from the sky. And he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. Now, that star that had fallen from the sky is Satan. Remember, Jesus said, I saw Satan fall from sky. He used this picture. And the Lord here gave him the picture of a star. But he had fallen. But look, he was given the key. So God is going to use the activities of Satan to terrorize people who refuse to get the mark of Christ. But I want you to see that this Satan, he is given authority. He is given the key to the bottomless pit. He did not have it. It was with Jesus who closed and chained those demons. But now Satan is going to be asked to go and release those demons. Let's see what happened. When he opened it, smoke poured out as though from a huge furnace, and the sunlight and air turned dark from the smoke. So when he opened, this bottomless pit had a lot of dust. Smoke. A lot of smoke that was coming from it, from this pit, as though from a huge furnace. Furnace is where you burn things. And this smoke, they darken the sunlight. I want you to see how bad it was. In other words, and they darkened the air. And so people died because there was no enough light or the sunlight. So when the light has been darkened, definitely it means that it became a little colder. Now then, from the same bottomless pit, locust came from the smoke and descended on the earth, and they were given power to sting like scorpion. I want you to see the word they were given power. These are demons. God uses the image of locust because locust is very destructive. Locust is not demon. It's only an image given here to help us understand. And here they have been given power. And they have been given power to go and sting. Sting like that of a scorpion, just to cause pain. And look, they were told, now I want you to follow the language of the Bible. They were told. That means they do not have control. They are being controlled by God. The Lamb is the one controlling them. The time of tribulation, Jesus is in control. The one who sits on the throne is in control. I want to ask people who believe in God, let's not fear those days because our Father is in control. Tribulation is not the wrath of Satan. It is the love of the Lamb against the sin and Christ rejecting people. So look, they were told not to harm the grass or plants or trees, but only the people who did not have the seal of God on their forehead. That's to tell you that when we get born again, the Lord puts a seal in us. So when you have a seal, we'll never be harmed. And people have been asking, will the church go through tribulation? I've always said no. Look, as long as we have the seal of God, we might not have done very well. We may not have committed to do the works of God. We might have behaved like the prodigal son, but we still belong to our Father. Even when the prodigal son left and went outside, squandered the property of the Father still considered him as a son. When he came back, he was called a son. So let's not be afraid. Anybody who is in Christ will not suffer tribulation because we have the mark of God on our forehead. Now, 5, they say, they were told not to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months with pain, like the pain of a scorpion sting. You see, this, even death, is under the control of Jesus. Remember when Jesus allows, he told John, I have the power, I have the key of death and Hades. Death and the bottomless pit. So this is also under the control of Jesus. Do you know that in this faith, terrorism or demonic terror attack, people will not die. They will be told not to let people die. Remember, there are some other judgment people are going to die. But this one, it was just to terrorize them with a sting like that one of a scorpion, just to put pain in them. Why pain? Pain is not to destroy them. Because, you see, they're not even being killed. But they want, God wants them to know that their self-help cannot help them. And they cannot be able to trust on other people, on other kings. But they can be able to look at Jesus Christ. In those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will free from them. Very interesting. The locusts look like horses prepared for battle. And then he gives how these, they'll go on and what, how they look like, very strange creatures. And each one of them have got meaning. We have no time to talk about this. But we are told that the leader of those demons is their king. Maybe this is where I want just to finish. Now, maybe one more thing. And they were told to terrorize them for 5 months with the power to torment people. Why 5 months? Because a locust's lifespan is only 5 months. So they were being told that that locust will come only once. They are not given to do that twice. It's only once. 5 months is the month of locust lifespan. And they are supposed to do only as long as that lifespan is there. But then their king is called, is the angel. The king is the angel from the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon, the destroyer. So their king is called Satan, the destroyer. And I want you to know that God loves us. This one is demons, is the activity of demon in the last days, so that people would run to Jesus. Lord, help us to trust in you when we have still time, when the grace of God is there. In Jesus' name.